The streets of Midtown Manhattan were foggy from the rain earlier in the day. Reese Harrington breathed in the heavy night air as he strode up the stone steps of the ultra-exclusive upscale sex club, Phoenix, shortly after 9 o'clock. In the 1920s, the historic building located on Fifth Avenue was a gentleman's cigar club. When Reese bought the property and business 10 years ago, he'd done so with another thought in mind. This corner piece of New York City, where anyone who stepped inside the doors left different than they came in, now housed fantasies and sexual delights. Reese wrapped his hand around the smooth golden handle and opened the heavy wooden door, entering the classy cigar lounge. Round tables were full of customers enjoying a drink of fine bourbon and a cigar. Three bartenders dressed in tuxes served up drinks, while waitresses and waiters tended to the customers at the tables. Reese continued on, heading through the door at the back that led to his large office. His huge cherry wood desk sat in the center, surrounded by bookcases and art he'd collected over the years. He moved to one of the bookcases, took off a book, and lifted the wood there. After he pressed his finger against the fingerprint reader, the bookcase began moving, revealing the hidden stairwell behind. He traveled down the staircase, surrounded by stone walls, as the cabinet sealed shut behind him. When he reached the bottom, he opened another door, immediately greeting his longtime security detail.
"Andre, how are things?"
Former military, Andre stood at the door, alert and ready. He smiled in greeting, warming his typically hard green eyes. He didn't hold a weapon. Andre was the weapon. Any threat walking through the door would regret their choices.
"Can't complain, boss,"
Andre replied with a thick Texan accent.
"Then it's a good night indeed."
Reese headed past him, but stopped before he walked through the next door.
"Let me know if any trouble comes up tonight."
"You know it," Andre said, inclining his head.
Every person on Reese's payroll also got playtime at Phoenix. It kept his employees loyal, like family. They fought to protect this club and its members as much as Reese did, and that kept everyone safe. When he entered the main area of Phoenix, he felt eyes turned to him, the pulsating energy in the room washing over him. The seating section had brown leather couches set around square coffee tables. The gas fireplace cast a romantic glow on the place, and the large, dim chandeliers over each table added to the warmth of the space. The women wore fine lingerie, the men were shirtless, wearing only black slacks. He recognized every face, even behind the masquerade masks. As the owner of Phoenix, he personally met everyone who applied for membership. Even the members who required anonymity and wore full face masks, Reese knew well. He knew every secret of every person in his club, and with that trust, he offered sexual freedom at a steep price.